This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Okay.
And isn't it? Thanks a MILF.
We've done so well, there's going to be bonus content and we're genuinely thrilled about that.
And we've plenty of content. Do you know what I mean?
We've too much content. We talk too much. Okay. Anyway, so you're going to get it all.
Yes.
If you all want of it. Okay. Brilliant.
I have to tell you something mental I did the other week.
Oh, God. Tell me quick.
I think.
Tell everyone.
I think. Do you know you were saying, have you not been affected by the solar eclipse coming?
Oh, yeah. And the moon and the whole lot, yeah. And the Mercury was in retrograde. Do you do any of that?
No. Remember I said, no, I've been grand.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been grand.
No, neither have I.
I went mental.
I haven't been grand. I went mental. No. That's quite the...
Proper mental data. I was...
Quite the 360. By the way, do you remember I said... Sorry, now, hold that thought. Don't lose it. But do you remember when I said the other day to you, look at you now. She's done a full 360. There was a comment online.
Oh, that's
somebody said, that's back to the... When you do a 360, you're back to the same spot. I'd never thought about it. I thought, you're right. It's a fucking stupid phrase.
It's a 180.
180! Richard, buzz, 180. Okay, go back to your thought.
Right, so I'm in the house and I'm doing the bits in the house, yeah? But I'm in, I think I'm in good form because I've gotten like my own work done. I've had a cup of tea and now I'll always leave the house bits till after. The work bits come first, right?
Well, girl,
I'm in the boys' bedroom and I look out the window and I see a car parked across my driveway, and this has been pissing me off. People have been parking at my driveway.
And are they blocking you in?
They're blocking me in. Right. And one day one woman said to me, I'll just be a minute. And I was ready to deck her. Now she was just going to be 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But it was fucking...
Did you have 10 seconds or did you need to go somewhere?
No, I had 10 seconds.
You had more than 10 seconds. You could have had an hour.
I had
been up
to high dough. And that was...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I love the phrase up to high dough. I haven't heard it be used.
She didn't know that I'd already been fucking levitating. I didn't need some stranger saying that to me. So I could have decked her, but I didn't. I went back into the house and I said, just breathe for a second. Anyway, I'm up in the boys' room doing something. I look out and I see another fucking car parked across my driveway.
You need to get yourself a cone.
Yeah. And I was like, are you fucking joking? Now, I've never been blocked in. Let me just say that. Nothing has ever happened.
Okay.
But this is like...
It's annoying you.
It's annoying me. I go downstairs.
You're waiting for the day you're going to be blocked in. You're 10 steps ahead of yourself.
I'm setting the car on fire.
Yeah.
I go downstairs. I scurry downstairs. Right? Go downstairs. I look out the sitting room window. The person is still parked there. And now I see the person getting a phone out. I see them getting a phone out.
Okay.
I'm like, is that fucker taking a photograph of my Reg? Now, why would they be taking a photograph of my Reg?
I don't know, Miss Marple.
Yeah. But I booted out the front door.
Oh, the fucking little guard. You are lost to crime scene investigation. Go on anyway. You booted out taking a picture of my Reg.
That's what I thought was going
went.
On.
Yeah.
I boot it out.
Yeah.
March up to the car. I say, sir, can I help you? And she's like, what? I say, sir, can I help you?
It's a great question.
I saw you there.
Sorry, can I help you? A great question.
And she goes, oh, she's all confused. I say, oh, no, sir, I'm just waiting for my friend.
Oh, and I was like, but you took a picture of her out there.
And then I said, oh, sir, I thought I saw you waving at me there. And she was like, no, I went back to the house. The person she was waiting for walks out of the fucking house. She had obviously just been texting them to say, I'm just outside. I thought I had a private investigator on my fucking tail. Went out, nearly started on this woman.
She was taking a picture of your Reg and she was texting her friend who came out the door. Like, oh, your hell. That's the eclipse. That's the moon. Oh, that was the moon.
Chopped.
Very funny. But you see, it had been building up because they keep parking there. So you just reached your limit.
This was her
first.
Went,
no, I've had enough now.
No, but see, it wasn't even her. That was her first time parking there.
I know, but it wasn't your first time to have someone park there.
I know.
There. It was your 50th time to have someone park there, or 10th.
But God,
and the point
enough
is, you go, no, enough now.
thank God that she was just pleasant. She took a very English approach and she just smiled at me and she said, I just went to my
friend. She took a very English
because I was, can I fucking help you? Like, I was ready to go. Lovely, pleasant young one
lovely,
in her 20s.
Lovely, pleasant young one, yeah.
And me coming out.
She just the wrong
Oh, I thought
one.
You were waving at me there. And she's thinking, waving at her? What the fuck is she talking
It's so funny, isn't it? When you reach your limit and you're like, yeah, sorry? Huh?
I was like, all I'm doing is I'm in this house or I'm gigging. I was like, I need to put something
oh,
else in the mix here.
I didn't do the parking, Emma.
Oh,
I just remembered I didn't do the fucking parking. And I said to you, what colour is the parking?
Yellow.
Never outside, yellow. And I didn't do it. Thick as look. A brick. Only you're talking about the parking there now. I realise I didn't do it yellow.
Well, look,
I probably
we
have a ticket now. 80
if we
quid.
See you getting clamped,
how much
I'll
is a ticket
go up
these
to them
days?
And I'll say, sorry, can I help you?
John, yeah, exactly. Can I help you? And they'll say, no, once I write the ticket, there's
no.
nothing you can do about it.
Well, I caught, well, not caught, but I saw my fella the other day on his laptop. What was he watching?
I don't want to guess, to be honest with you.
Baseball.
Baseball.
And I was like, do we need baseball in the mix now? Do we need sport that's in a different...
A but
do we need...
Do we need baseball?
No, but do we need...
In the mix.
Do we need a sport that's in a different fucking time zone? Do you know what I mean? That's not going to lead us to being well rested.
No, that's a good point. But I mean, he was probably just watching it in his own time.
Well, it's not bothering me. I mean, it's on the laptop.
I wasn't saying we get up to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, he does that as well.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
I quite like a bit of that. Let's get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch something. I mean, at least you're shaking it up.
Well, no, yeah, I don't mind it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think I don't know why the men of Ireland are so tired.
Well, it's the football.
Is it the football? Is the Easter knackered
them?
They're
playing it far too long. They need to let it go. Lads, would you give that up? You're exhausted. But they need it. They're just, it's a visceral thing. It's just,
yes. Yeah. It's like a golden retriever kind of thing. You need to let them go out and have a run.
Yeah. Like any mother of boys will tell you that. Like they have to be out in a field.
Yeah. Throw the ball, let them go find
it. They have to be walked. Like, you can't keep a boy child in a house. A girl will colour and paint, but a boy has to be let out in a field.
Yeah.
With a stick.
Throw a stick for a
moment. Bash things. There's a stick for you now and there's a field. And that's what, that was your camp when you were little in the summer. There's a field over there and a stick. Now go and fucking entertain yourself and come home when you're hungry.
Oh, sure. My child is long jumping non-stop in the house. I'm in an ex.
Have you got an area
house.
Of your house that's long enough?
No, it's an ex council house terrace. There's no space.
You see, that's why you're annoyed at that woman parking across your driveway. She's blocking the long jump. If that car wasn't in my way, the child could do the long jump from there to there, but no. And you're going to become one of those cone people, aren't you? You have to pick up a cone now. Yeah. I want you to get a cone. I'm begging you to get a cone for your driveway.
What,
go on,
you know
Emma.
You'll
be the fucking talk of the road. The talk of the road. Emma Dorn's after getting a cone. That's keeping up with the Joneses.
But you know
isn't
what would happen then?
What?
I'd forget about the cone, or I'd be in a rush one day and I'd reverse into it.
So it's only plastic.
I know,
bounce
but that's
off
what
the
would
bumper.
Happen.
You're talking to the expert. Deirdre loves reversing into shit. I do it all.
Yes.
I did it recently. I reversed into someone. Oh my God. It was a rainy night.
Oh.
Guess where I was going? I was going in to record the Tommy Tiernan show.
Ah, so you were wired.
Well, I was a bit wired, but I don't honestly don't think it was that. Because when I was reversing out of my driveway, the bin men were blocking the road. It was very dark and very rainy night.
Okay.
And I could see a car to my right and I could see a car to my left. I thought they'd left a gap. I thought they could see me reversing out. And I thought they'd made a gap, but they hadn't. There was a car directly behind me. And I just went nice and slowly directly into the side door of his car. And do you know how practical I was? I'm very good in a crisis, are you?
Yeah.
Ultra calm, yeah. Right, okay, after hitting him, out you get, out of the car, Straight on. Totally know it's my fault, so I'm not going to act like a box.
Do you have a letter ready printed in your car for these incidents?
I just straight over, I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not see you with the rain and the bins and the thing and the gap. I'm so sorry. And of course, there was his daughter was in the passenger seat. Now, when I say I went into about 2 miles an hour. So like,
Do
you know what I mean?
Slow.
It was like a cone hitting their bumper. Yeah. The same thing. It was that slow. But anyway, I was full of apologies. But you're kind of in a bit of shock as well, aren't you? Because you can't really believe you've done this stupid thing.
Yeah, I
mortified.
Know.
Anyway, mercifully, it was very, very nice. But 1,600 quid later.
What?
Yeah, because
for the door.
The panel, it was a dent in the door and the parts and the bits and the this and the. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ah, yeah. There was total eclipse.
There was an eclipse of the door.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah.
16. Don't you hate that kind of shit? It's awful. But at least he was a very nice man. We had a good laugh. And in the end, I texted him. I said, I wouldn't mind. I was on my way in to do the Tommy Dearden show. I said, I'll send Tommy the bill.
Do you know this chap?
Who I bumped into?
Yeah.
No.
No,
we just had to exchange numbers. Yeah. Because I knew I wasn't going to give it to my insurance company.
No, I see that's the problem, isn't it? Nobody goes, we all have insurance, but nobody goes through the insurance company, do they?
I've done it enough times, I couldn't go again.
I've only got into one person. Oh, yeah.
But never badly. I've never had a bad crash or injured anyone or myself. Thank you, God. But the other time I did it 5 years ago, oh, sweet divine Christ. I was in Clare. I came down a little boring, staying at my friend's house. When I say boring, I mean there's nothing there.
Oh,
and you come out of the end of her boring onto another boring where there is never another car. And I'm coming out and I just go straight out. And this lad flies past me at speed, like the first time there's ever been a car down there. And I fucking, in slow motion, go into the side of him. The next thing, he doesn't get out of the car. He put his head down like this.
Oh, fuck off.
And I was looking at it in slow motion going, what the fuck is happening there? His missus gets out of the passenger seat. They walk around. They're giving it the full Jessica Fletcher, like it's a fucking murder is happening. And I've got two children in the car, so I'm thinking, I can't believe I'm after doing something this stupid now. I mean, how could I not have seen him? What did he turn out to be? A guard in the traffic corps. A guard. Anyway, I didn't handle this one as well because what I should have done is take some photographs. But what we did was exchange numbers. But I knew I was in the wrong. Anyway, I was half an hour up the road. I was driving to Dublin. So we all kept going. I wasn't half an hour on the road to Dublin when I got a phone call from the insurance company. Not an hour up the road to tell me the man had whiplash. I said, I'm sorry. I said, it was so slow. I said, I don't think it would even be possible to get a whiplash. And this is when I discovered he was in the guard car. And he said, yeah, well, unfortunately, that man that you went into is a guard. Well, I had a good laugh with your man on the phone. I said, well, would you get over that now? What are the chances in the traffic car? Now, what I also discovered is that's where the duds go in the guards. Apparently, they put the thick ones in the traffic core.
They teach them left and right.
I don't know why this is, but they're. It's just like if you get a dud guard and they need them, they go, he's not. Stick him on traffic.
Yeah.
Well, now, I don't think that's a great idea. But anyway, that's where they go.
Well, it's just left, right.
No, but this fella now, he knew exactly what he could get out of me. And they want. And there's a new kitchen in this. His head went straight to, there's a new kitchen in this. Hence, the head went down. He said nothing. He didn't spoke to me. The woman, the mother.
Going down is going to get you a fucking Oscar. Don't want to do it again.
The head went down. The wife got out, of course, and she did all the talking. And the minute she saw me, this is what she said to me. I thought it was you. I thought it was you. How do you answer that?
Yeah.
I thought it was you.
It's very loaded.
I'd love to see their new kitchen.
Sorry, the way you did The head went down. I can tell. No, but I can tell that you tell this story.
Well, I actually haven't. You think I've told the story a million times.
No. I don't mean on stage or in a podcast. I know that you've told the story in your private life with a mate over a glass.
In my head. Yeah.
Oh, with a glass. I can just see you with a glass. I went, the head went down. And I said to myself, what the fuck?
Emma's thinking to herself, what you're saying to me is, Deirdre, you've had this little performance in your head for months now.
Yeah.
And this is a lovely opportunity for you to get it out.
But I'm loving it.
I'll do it for you once more.
Yeah, go on.
Well, the head. Well, the head.
Go on.
Well, the head went down. But imagine him, a grown man, totally doing affected. This. Look. This is to let you know I have a whiplash.
I have a whiplash.
I have a whiplash, Breda. You fucking get up. I said to the insurance fella on the phone, you can't get a whiplash until 24 hours later.
Your body doesn't know you have a whiplash until
you wake up the next
day. You'd be in shock.
Yeah, you can't have a whiplash tick, and that's why you're in the traffic corps.
You need to, do you know what? You need to crash into my dad. People have.
I need to not crash again.
No, crash I'm into done my dad. He doesn't give a shite. He always has shite cars. I was in the car.
No, well, I'm the same. I have shite cars.
But people have crashed into him before and he's got, Jesus, don't worry about it.
You see, I don't have the patience either. I'd get a lot of bumps and scratches because I've no patience for the shit car parks. You know, shit car parks where there's not enough room. So I'd just be like,
no, he'd be like that. But I was in the car with him one day.
I'm exaggerating. I don't bash the car deliberately.
No, but a little.
Car parks.
A little whatever. I know.
Fucking.
She's a great driver though, guys. Remember she said, oh, I'm a great driver. It runs in my family.
There's a little bit of this. That fucking pillar shouldn't be there. You could name the car parks Drury Street. Don't fuck off with yourself as well.
Laura is going to...
We're all parked in Drury Street because all the comedy clubs are around there.
She's going to do an edit of all the times you've contradicted yourself in this fucking podcast. Oh, I'm a fabulous driver. Well, there was another time I am a good driver.
I've never written off a car. I've never injured anyone.
You're still here.
You know, this is little bumps and bashes over badly designed car parks.
Waving the good
I must look up what the movie is, Laura. You'll have to search that up. Jim Sheridan and 50 Cent.
What is it?
Would I know? Am I on House of Games now? Bulls? Nothing.
Something to do with 1916. I'll tell you,
what movie? Get Rich and Die Trying. That's the name of it.
Get Rich or Die Trying, I assume, is it?
Yeah.
Get Rich or...
Not Get Rich and Die Trying.
I think that's actually a fabulous title. Get Rich and Die Trying, because that's what we're all doing.
Yeah,
that's what's going to happen to us.
We're not going to get rich, but we are going
to. We have to get rich.
Do you think so? Is there a possibility?
Well, I have no pension. Like, I've got to make some money.
Have you no pension?
No, of course I don't.
I was actually, I did think that I was in the kitchen the other day and I just thought,
pension came into your head, didn't
it?
For the first time.
Yeah.
But you've had a proper job for years, so you've paid into something.
Oh, just stop.
I never had a proper job, ever in my life.
I've had admin jobs for months at a time.
Oh, right, temp.
I've never...
paid into it.
No, I do have one. I was in one place for a few years and it was only because I was there, got pregnant.
Oh, back to the pregnancy.
So I kept the job.
Back
I was
to
like,
court town. The minute that happened, everything stopped.
All my stories are always like, but then I got pregnant. It's always like,
In fairness, I could match you on a few of those.
Yeah.
You know?
So I thought I was in that job and I hated the job, but I was like, I'll stay now because I was planning on getting pregnant.
I thought you were to say I was planning on getting a pension.
No, I was planning on getting pregnant.
Right.
So you'll hold out on the shit job. Mm-hmm. So you'll get your maternity leave. I had a pension in that job for a couple of years.
The point is it worth anything? Have you got a pension or not?
There's like about 7 grand
in it. Now, we
get
the state pension.
Yeah.
That wouldn't keep us in gin.
But somebody was like,
Even if you were drinking the Gordons.
Somebody was like, you need to get a pension. I think that's part of the pension that Gordon's.
Do you want the 50 quid or will we give you the gin? Take the gin.
Yeah. How much is the
anyway,
state
look
pension?
At the bottom line is we have to make money because this right. freelance and art lark.
For the love of it.
Just carry on now. Like, they were doing well. Now, yeah, let's not be hypocritical. We're doing well at last,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
But you still have to put something away. Like, we're not paying into anything. So, you know, something needs to work
and
out.
Half of everything is gone anyway.
Why did I get into this? Get rich and die trying. Was
you were talking about 50.
Oh, yeah. 50. Will you get me on right out of the car? Yeah, 50. There's something absolutely beautiful. There's poetry in Jim Sheridan saying, 50. isn't there?
You got me on a rock out of the car.
I sound like I'm slagging Jim, man, but can I just say I love Jim Sheridan. I'm not slagging him. He's
well, you're allowed to slag someone who wears an anorak, even if they are Jim Sheridan. Let's be fair.
Great point.
Do you know what I mean?
Great point.
That's allowed.
Okay. Thanks very much.
I think that's allowed.
I went a bit English there. I had
you're
a bit of shame
lucky.
For saying, you know, I really shouldn't say that about lovely Jim. You know, he is brilliant.
Yes, I definitely remember it. And then, because I was saying it to Shane there the other week, and he says, oh yeah, he watched a bit of it, but then he couldn't watch it because my fellow Shane used to manage a football team. And he was like, it was
too close to the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to bring Shane to the Premier.
So when I
most definitely.
Yeah, when I started seeing him, you see, he was managing a football club.
Get out.
Yeah.
How amazing. Oh, I didn't know this now, but
no, I mean, let's reel back on the word amazing there. Basically,
well, you see,
they were all hung over to bits.
It doesn't matter. I have great admiration for anyone who managed. Was it kids?
No, that's what I was wondering where the fuck you were going with this.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant like
this
know.
Is lads his own age.
Okay.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, still okay.
So then it was basically.
Was he good at football?
Oh, Jesus. So basically he was, and then he had an operation on his knee when he was 14, so he could have been the next.
Many's the man with a broken heart over the injury.
Yeah, yeah.
He could have been
something.
David Beckham.
But no, this is all his mates. So this is basically like they had this football team before they all kind of started getting married and having babies, and the lads and the football and the football training. And I went to a few of these matches. And my Shane would be there on the sideline, and I knew he was hung over to bits.
Yeah,
and he'd be smoking on the side.
I've been with him. Right.
I've been
riding him and pouring the drink down his neck forcefully. Yeah. So you knew everything.
But this football team, there's their fundraisers, the quiz for the football team.
They love the football. This is a men's shed that's on the pitch. It's the same thing. This is their therapy and community. Yeah. Like, they need their football.
I know.
Desperately. And then they get the injuries and they can't play and they're beside themselves.
I know.
Have you ever talked to men about their injuries? The fact that they can't play football. I mean, they're bereft.
There is not a man in this country whose knees are in good nick.
No,
or
the back. If it's not the knee, it's the back.
Oh, they're all in bits.
Bits. Broken. Broken from the football. And it's not even rugby.
No, it's the ga and the football. They train them to bits when they're kids.
Yeah.
And then all their joints are fucked.
It's their football.
No,
it's like our
this.
Childbirth.
Yeah. Let's not give them that, Deirdre.
Well, we're producing a child. There's a result out of our pain.
Well,
your body's broken.
That's
it is
what
broken.
I say to myself.
Would you get up and go again?
My boys aren't into football or gas, so I don't have to be dropping them to those things. But I say to myself, well, at least these boys are going to have their knees into their 20s.
I can't believe they're not into
no. And like it seems to like skip a generation.
But that could change,
family.
You know. What age are they?
No, I don't think so. So Tommy's into like athletics. He's 9. That's what
he's. And the younger fella?
No, Joe, 10. He'll be 11 in May.
Not
he's
younger,
not.
Deirdre. Maybe try and
he's
get
not
your,
into it
get
at all.
Your research done on Emma's children. She's only told you 100 times.
But I never remember
not
people's.
Not at all. How would you remember?
Even when I've met the kids and whatever, I'm like, what age is he
and
now?
And you can't be offended when people forget what age your children are or how many you have. Like, forget.
No,
who cares?
No. Yeah, look, if they remember the ages and names of their
own kids.
What
age is that child now? 10? No, 10 months. Ah, well.
Yeah. Mm. You're like, is the child 10? No, they're 16. No, oh,
no,
Jesus.
No, that child's married. Okay, whatever.
No, I couldn't keep tabs. Mm. But, yeah, no, the men in this country have no knees left.
Well, and they're very tired, aren't they?
They're very, very tired.
Now, do you know, I know you were complaining of being tired today, but there's a lot of men who are very tired. Have you spotted that?
I've seen it. Very tired.
I'm very tired.
Kind of
very
almost
tired.
Forlorn in the face.
Are you? What's made you so tired? You're thinking, I'm doing 40 things here now. 40 things.
What's making the fellas tired?
I get a lot of.
Do you know what I think?
I'm not talking about my own fella. I'm talking about in general. In general. Okay, generalising. Very tired. Is it just, am I just meeting very tired? Men are very tired.
I brought Tommy, the youngest fella, to athletics. So he is obsessed with the Olympics.
Oh, that's good.
Obsessed, right? Mm-hmm. And he's watching all the videos. He has the Olympics app.
Oh, and now is he good? He must be good.
He's really into it. So I said to him, do you think he'd be ready for Paris? And he said, no, but maybe Rio.
Go on, Tommy. That's fantastic.
So he was doing the long jump at home and he was getting us to measure it. And I mean, this is like Billy Elliot stuff with the long jump. Long jump is his thing. So I finally...
Long jump the musical. Coming right up.
I got him in to... There's like this Dundrum South Athletics and it's a massive big place, really good. Yeah. And I was kind of on at them and then I got the call to say he can come this Saturday. And we were overjoyed. I couldn't wait to tell him when he came home from school and the whole shebang. And he came home and he got the shorts straight on, outside practicing, measuring himself, the whole thing. Brought him up on the Saturday. And it was lashing rain.
I'm on the edge of my seat here. Really, go on.
Lashing rain, right? And they have different groups of kids, like, depending on what age they are. And I thought, like, because he usually does stuff with his brother. So I thought, he might be a bit nervous. Now he was straight in, he'd the bottle of water, the whole shit. Like, he was loving life. He went along and they do different, like, they do the bit of sprinting with them. Then they were practicing relay bits.
Okay.
Everything.
Right.
Right.
This, and like, tell me he was excelling.
He was shite.
No. No. And he's going to be ready for Rio.
And I said to him, he come back next week and he's like, yeah, definitely.
Loves it.
He loves
it. That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. But what I saw, they did a lap, right? Now, he's not too bad. He's actually
starting. It was only his first one.
Yeah, but it's just so funny because they were doing a bit where they were doing a lap.
So you were looking at the other kids and, comparing.
They were doing a lap, right? And I could see him running and he was getting distracted. He started looking down at the ground. He started looking up.
Oh, yeah. Not great.
But he had me going as well. He was so revved about this thing. I was like, maybe this is his thing.
Yeah, of course. Like, you see, you're clinging to anything that you think they might be good at. That's what you're looking for. In every child that you have, you're looking, okay, what's this child's talent? Please
know,
present me something that I can encourage.
I fell for it because I'm 5'2". How would I... Like, and Shane's under 6 foot. How would we have produced a long jumper? Like, how?
Genetically. Well, okay, but I mean, you might, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't produce an athlete necessarily.
Doesn't mean we wouldn't produce an athlete, but maybe even I think the triple jump might be better for him.
Were you any good at athletics yourself?
I only did it in school to kind of get off school, but I would have done like...
You were all right, though. So if you were okay, you think, might have a bit of mind.
Yeah, but come here, like when my school, for the warm-up, you'd go and have a smoke.
Well, I'll tell you something. There is nothing worse than having a child who is not athletic on sports day. Now, so I have two children, one who is athletic and one who is not. So I've had the experience of both. And I don't think my daughter will mind me saying she is the non-athletic one.
Okay.
I will never forget her sports day as long as I live. The anxiety. I'm talking babies dribbling balls around cones.
And you knew that.
And she's on a team, the yellow team.
Yeah.
And she's number four. Do you know there's six? There's six. And she's number four. And the yellow team are winning until my child steps up. And the next thing, she's dribbling the ball around the bones. And stop and have a conversation practically. I mean, slow to the, and I'm watching this, and the rest of the team have their hands on their faces like this because they've now just lost. They've gone behind. Yeah. And I'm screaming at her, Holly, come on, get to the line. I'm just trying to save the team.
Yes.
And other parents are looking at me like I'm a nutjob. You know, who wants their child to win? But it's not that. I know she's not going to win.
Yes.
I'm just trying to save the day here for the yellows.
I know.
Oh, my God. My friends used to be howling, looking at the state of me. I was so anxious. And we knew she was, I knew she was never going to win anything. And her little hangdog face coming in last or second last. It's devastating.
Yeah.
You need to, on those days,
you need to pick another child and pretend that's your child. I think that's kind of what you need to do.
I know,
isn't
but
it?
You also have to. Yeah, absolutely. And you can do that. But I mean, you also have to try to console that child because they're hanging. The head is hanging.
And all
the friends have all these badges, stickers all over their t-shirts.
Oh, that's very hard.
First, she's got nothing. Nothing.
And would she feel bad about it?
Well, in fairness to her now, she never got too down. She just expected. She kind of
wasn't her
boss. I'm not going to do well today.
It's very hard not to be into the sport.
Your heart breaks, though, looking at them.
Yeah.
I think it's really tough.
It's
now I have the boy child who's good. And I've become a rugby mom. Did I tell you this before?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a bit of a shock to me now. But anyway.
You just, because me and Shane would have been quite sporty, but the boys aren't into sport at all. But we would have had like brothers. I mean, I only have brothers, but there would have been brothers that wouldn't have been into sport or whatever. So it's not like it's a big shock. But in this country, if you're not into GAA, I feel like they're going to revoke my citizenship.
Yeah, no, it's tough. I'd say if you're a kid down the country, there aren't, no, I'm not. That sounds like I'm going to now diss everyone down the country. But is there enough to offer? Is there enough on offer to a child that's not into
football? Yes, I know what you mean. I've been trying to find, because they're just not into it. And even Shane said, he was like, they're just not into it. So we found like keyboard and, you know, swimming and stuff.
Yeah.
But like even myself, I have no idea about up for the match, up for
I don't either.
What's going on?
I hear people talking about it and it's a whole other language and it's a whole other world. And when I see it, I absolutely adore it. It looks incredible. But I wasn't reared with it.
I wasn't
in my life.
No.
So therefore, you know, it's a little bit alien to me, unfortunately. Yeah.
You know,
I'm surprised now that you, because GAA Dublin.
No,
I
tried it, but it was the whole rhythm of the ball just threw me off.
No, I wasn't even saying that. I wasn't even talking about you. I was talking about not being into watching football or hurling. Like,
no, only would have been like
your dad
football,
wouldn't have
soccer.
Been watching
it. No, he didn't watch any of that.
Right, okay.
And I used to work, I used to work for Setanta Sports.
Did I know that?
No, you probably didn't. I used to work for Setanta Sports,
now. I'm desperate to hear.
And they said to me,
what did you do for Setanta Sports?
I was like PR marketing, like their program listings. And I'd send it off to people saying, this is what we have on.
Okay.
You know.
Lovely.
Right. Papers and whatever.
I don't know how you got that job. But anyway,
I know. Who knows? But one day the manager said to me, I wasn't long in the job. And he said to me, he took me aside and he was like, Emma, can you get me a picture of the Gooch? And I...
That sounds like the name we were looking for earlier for the...
I'd never
heard
heard of the Gooch.
Moochie Gucci.
So exactly, I thought he was doing a mooch in my Gooch. I was like, sorry, what? And he was like, the GAA player, the Gooch. And I was like, oh, on it. No fucking idea.
How would you know that?
How would you, why are we calling him the Gooch though?
God only knows. Did you not do a little search up? No. Who the hell is this fella? Why is he called Gooch? I mean, your imagination could go wild there as to why somebody was called Gooch.
Gooch. Slipping and sliding. Was he slipping and sliding maybe on the field?
Mooching?
On the pitch?
Don't know.
But I had no idea what the Gooch was. I thought it was something completely different.
Right. Yeah.
Don't know.
Sure, it's like the monk or he could have been a criminal. Did you look up the Gooch for me there? Just like the monk or the, what are they all called? The
Criminal names.
The general. Hutch, the hood, you know. Yeah, criminal name. The Gooch. The Gooch? The Edge. They all sound like criminals, don't they?
The Edge.
for the edge.
From you too. Yeah. Do you know him? Have you ever met him?
I have met him.
I knew you had.
Of course I have. Look how old I am. I've met everyone at this stage.
What was the edge like? Was he wearing the hat?
Oh, he's a delight. Is he? Total gent, yeah.
Wearing the hat?
Total gent, yeah. Love that.
Does he always wear the hat?
No, I've seen him without the hat.
Oh, so you know him very well then.
I don't know him very well, but I know him. We've met over the years, maybe a half a dozen times.
Over the years. You're so showbiz.
She loves a bit of showbiz, George, doesn't she? Loves it.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.